There are about 900 patients in Massachusetts intensive care units suffering from COVID-19, and despite hundreds of drug trials going on around the world, there are still no medications proven to reduce deaths from the disease. But there's been a lot of talk about certain medications in the last few days. Here to help sort it out is WBUR's Barbara Moran. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Bob.
So let's start out with the big news. The FDA gave emergency use authorization to a drug late last week, the first one we have for treating COVID-19.
Yeah, Bob, that's right. It's the antiviral drug remdesivir.
And it works or sort of works? Dr. Fauci said it's not a knockout punch, so what's the deal?
Right. Not a knockout punch is probably a good way to put it. There are trials of this drug going on all over the world, and so far results have been mixed. But there was a pretty big federal trial that released some preliminary data last week, and it found that some patients with moderate disease who took remdesivir recovered faster than those who got a placebo. And there was some improvement in death rates, but not very significant.
Okay, I guess that's something. But are doctors going to start giving it to patients beyond that trial you talked about?
Well, that's a great question. It's still technically an experimental drug. It's still in clinical trials, and it doesn't have full federal approval. And it's unclear who has access, how much it will cost. So there's still a lot of questions. I wanted to know what doctors on the front lines thought about this. So I reached out to Ari Moskowitz. He's a pulmonary critical care physician at Beth Israel.
As of right now, we don't have all the data that we need to really fully understand the risks and potential benefits of remdesivir. So the way that we're prescribing remdesivir is within the context of a clinical trial.
So a number of hospitals in the Boston area are in the same position. They already have patients on remdesivir for clinical trials, and they're just going to stay the course until more data comes out.
All right, that's the latest on that medication for COVID-19, but there's also been some new research on hydroxychloroquine, the malaria drug that we've been hearing a lot about for a while now.
That's right, Bob. So this drug has been approved by the FDA to treat lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. And because it's good at reducing inflammation, doctors have been studying it for use in COVID patients, hoping it could reduce the inflammation in their lungs.
But there's been some trepidation about this drug right from the beginning because it can have some pretty severe side effects.
That's right. And now that some more studies have been done, mostly what we're hearing is safety warnings. It looks like the drug can cause some pretty dangerous irregular heartbeats, especially when it's used in combination with an antibiotic called azithromycin. Here's Howard Gold from Beth Israel. He's an infectious disease specialist and author of a recent study about hydroxychloroquine.
So in the situation of a drug like hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of COVID-19, we're really not sure what the benefits are, and we're finding that the risks are substantial. So the drug should really probably only be used in the context of a clinical trial.
Well, he sure doesn't make that sound very promising, but eventually we assume that studies will be done and then we'll know for sure, Barb?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. And there's one final group of studies I want to talk to you about, and these are super interesting. They're about heart medications and COVID-19. So there's this really interesting thing about the coronavirus. It enters cells by attaching to a receptor called ACE2.
This is related to heart drugs called ACE inhibitors.
Yes, it's all part of this very complex system that your body has for regulating blood pressure. So some recent animal studies suggested that certain heart medications, like ACE inhibitors, might increase the number of these receptors on cells, and that would give the coronavirus more targets and a better chance of getting in.
And these are really common drugs. Millions of people are taking these, right?
Yeah, and so people have been kind of freaking out, wondering if they should stop taking their heart medications. And well, it looks like the answer is no. A handful of studies just came out and found no association between the use of common cardiac drugs and a risk of contracting or dying from COVID-19. And one of the studies actually found that statins and ACE inhibitors were associated with a decreased risk of death in hospitalized patients. Now, it's important not to read too much into this. It was just an observational study. There's no proof of cause and effect, but it was a really interesting finding. Here's Mandeep Mehra. He's a cardiologist at Brigham and Women's and lead author on that study.
Heart disease patients should not be stopping any of their medications. That's pretty clear.
So that's good news, Barb.
Yeah, I think a lot of people on heart medications and their doctors just went, phew.
But on the other side, it looks like no magic pills for COVID-19 so far.
No, Bob, and I don't think there really will be. I wanted to end with Ari Moskowitz, the ICU doctor from Beth Israel. I thought he put the situation really well.
From a long history in critical care, we know that there really are no magic drugs or silver bullets. And what we really need to do is stick to what we know works. Things like, you know, being really careful with the ventilator, making sure that people aren't getting too overloaded with fluids. It would be great if we could find a medication that really did benefit these patients. I can't say that we found that medication yet.
One really heartening thing about all this is that nobody ever heard of COVID-19 6 months ago. It's a brand new disease. And in that short time, scientists have learned so much about it, but there's still so much to learn. So I think over the coming months, we're going to be hearing a lot more about medications and improved treatments for COVID-19.
WBUR's Barbara Moran, thanks a lot for keeping an eye on this, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it down the road.
Yes, my pleasure, Bob.